and that takes care of all of our regular business we had. That takes care of all of our old business. And now we'll go into other business, which is the reorganization for tonight. And at this time, I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Lank. Yes, sir?
Can I ask one quick question? Yes. Later. I noticed on your seal,
yes, sir,
William Penn was proprietor and governor. Was that the same William Penn of Pennsylvania, too? Was Delaware and Pennsylvania hooked up years ago?
Delaware, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and part of Virginia.
Right.
We're all together at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I know you weren't the home.
No, that's fine, sir. Answer your question. Okay. Mr. Lank.
I have the pleasure of being here this evening as acting chairman. I get that pleasure very often.
Oh, you're
but only for the purpose of election of officers. So I would open nominations for chairperson or chairman.
Make a motion to nominate Dale Calloway as chairman.
I second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, seconded by Mr. Rickert, to nominate Mr. Calloway as chairman. Are there any other nominations? I hear none. Is there a motion to close the nominations for chairperson?
Motion.
That was
motion
quick.
To close the nomination.
Do I have a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Do we have a motion by Mr. Hudson, seconded by Mr. Mills, as nomination for chairman be closed? I would assume by vote by roll call, Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Rickert.
Aye.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
Mr. Mills.
Aye.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye.
So therefore, we had a motion adopted to nominate Mr. Calloway as chairman with 5 votes by roll call. I now open a record for nomination for vice chairman.
John Mills.
I'll second that.
A motion by Mr. Workman, seconded by Mr. Rickert, to nominate Mr. Mills for vice chairman. Are there any other nominations? I hear none. Is there a motion to close the nominations for vice chairman?
Motion to close.
Is there a second?
Second.
We've had a motion by Mr. Hudson, seconded by Mr. Workman, that the nomination be closed. For the purpose of election, I ask for votes from Mr. Workman on Mr. Mills as being vice chairman.
Aye.
Mr. Rickert.
Aye.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
Mr. Mills.
Aye.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye.
Oh, congratulations to both Mr. Calloway and Mr. Mills for being reelected both for chairperson and vice chair. The next duty of the, I would now turn the meeting back over to Mr. Calloway, the reelected chairman. Congratulations, Mr. Calloway.
Thank you, Mr. Lincoln. I'd like to thank everyone for your voter support and confidence again this year, and I'll strive to do the best.
And I too.
Okay. So now, gentlemen, we'll open and
I have one question.
I'm sorry, sir.
Would you speak a little louder? I'm getting a little.
I'll try to. I can try
with
to.
I forgot to do this earlier. When, according to IT people, you need to speak more directly into the microphone so it's clear, they're sharp, they pick everything up. So to get your voices, they need you to speak closer to the mics.
Okay.
Tell them you're sitting back a little too far.
Ask them to extend the wire so we can do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I end up with wire in front of me.
There's one other.
If I pull mine, I pull everybody's. That's why I don't pull it.
There's one other thing necessary that can be performed by Mr. Calloway, being chairperson. He needs to nominate or appoint a secretary to the board.
Okay, I'm going to ask the board for open up for nominations for a secretary.
I would nominate Ms. Cornwell.
Sorry. I'll second that.
Okay. So, by vote.
Ticket protest.
Mr. Workman. Mr. Rickert?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Wouldn't do you any good.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr.
Anyway.
Calloway. So, by a vote of 5-0, elected secretary for the coming year for the Board of Adjustment. Congratulations.
Mr. Lang's happy to give up his ring.
You're not going nowhere.
So duly noted.
I thought just this year, because Ms. Thibodeau was the secretary.
Duly noted, but you'll be around. All right, gentlemen, is there anything from the office? Mr. Lang, Mr. Cormillo, anything?
I think we got everything. Everybody got everything in the mail for our HUD meeting. And also, I was going to ask you, we got a letter from the county administrator saying they're going to discuss that at the next county council meeting about signage and also about...
They had a short discussion last week.
Was it last week? Is that what?
Tuesday. They discussed signage. They don't meet again for 2 weeks. Mr. Robertson was there. Mr. Moore was there. Staff had just a little bit of input. Council didn't have a whole lot of questions. So staff's going to be preparing something along with probably Mr. Robertson or Mr. Moore, and Jamie too, maybe. I'm not sure who's going to be involved. And then it'll be brought back up for a meeting with the board. I interpret that they're going to want to meet with the board, the council, and possibly the commission members all at one time to discuss it in a workshop.
Yeah, because I had a letter in here inviting me to the, to sit in to hear what they were discussing. And just like my life, it's everything afterwards. I've been invited after.
They haven't set a date for that. The council doesn't meet again for 2 weeks, or tomorrow or next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is that what that letter refers to? Is that 2 week?
No, I don't know if that's. It'll have to wait and see if it's on the agenda. I'm not sure what the date is. The next thing that council has is the fair housing workshop that's going to be on July 23rd, and it's most of the day.
Is that required of non-reappointed people as well?
What time is it?
You're still officially a member of the board until you're replaced.
Uh-huh.
9 to 3.
It is required of every appointed official, correct?
Right. All the board, commission, and council members, and staff, not just the supervisor and director, that includes staff that have work directly with the public on issues.
And do we still have a planning and zoning commission to thank for that?
But now we still have a planning and zoning commission, right?
To thank for that?
Just the commission. It's the board, too. Board, council, and commission all get a little bite of the fair housing issues.
No. But didn't that initiate
from planning from a subdivision. And zoning? Yeah. It came back from a subdivision originally.
And what the judge said you would do.
9 to 3.
Okay, if there's anything else before the book, I'm sorry.
Where's the shock box is at? Boxes on the wall. Shot for CPR and stuff.
Oh, the defibrillators?
Yeah.
I'm not sure where they are now. They're getting ready to put all new carpet in. They're going to put carpet back here. They're going to be doing some painting. They're going to pull the border down that surrounds the ceiling. And that's pretty much it, I think.
You mean the defibrillator's not here?
Don't worry, buddy. I got you covered.
It'll probably be right around this wall. Fred, it'll probably be right
here. But I'd have second floor.
I haven't said where it's going.
I always notice that kind of stuff.
There's one right in the foyer.
You better think hard before we do that, buddy.
There is one in the foyer.
There is one
in the main foyer.
I mean, on the opposite wall here.
Anybody can operate it. It's so simple. But it's a good thing to have in here.
Oh, sure it is.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not sure where it's going to be placed in here until after they paint.
Right there. Got you, buddy.
I make a motion. We adjourn.
So moved.
Is that the word?
Yes, sir. Subject to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? We're recessing. We're adjourned.
Oh, we're adjourned. We better.
I thought you'd like that.
Nice to see you again.
You too.
He's really looking at me.
Oh, that's good. I didn't realize it was down.
We had one the other day, CPR in progress.
Oh, there.
We didn't make it.
There.